So the other day I was in the doctor's lounge at lunch and the topic came up, do you ever regret becoming a doctor? That led to some pretty interesting conversations and it also got me thinking about my own path and how I feel about it so far. And you'd be surprised at how many people this question actually crosses their mind and how many of them feel this way, at least to discuss it, even if they don't regret it or even if they do, there are plenty of people where this crosses their mind. Now, I don't want to speak for everybody, but at least in my case, becoming and now being a resident doctor is so much different than what I thought a doctor actually is. Growing up, hearing about doctors in the media, seeing TV shows and movies, I always thought it was this magical, heroic thing all the time, and it's just simply not the case. Don't get me wrong, there are some really cool things you see and get to do, and you do feel really good when you get to help somebody out, but it's just simply not that. You swoop in at the last second and you save a life type of thing. There are situations like that, but they're few and far between. Most of the day-to-day is very job-like. It's following algorithms and just punching orders in, doing a lot of documentation and just the stuff you don't see on TV. And I mean, that makes sense, right? If you follow a traditional road, you make the decision to become a doctor when you're like 18 or your early 20s. And so it goes without saying that it's just so much different when you get there as you approach your 30s. Now, another thing that really plays a factor is money. You know from the get-go that medical school is very expensive and so is college and that it's gonna be an expensive road to go down this way. But still, once that debt starts to build up and your name is on it, it's an entirely different ballgame. It's easy to think as a naive pre-med that you're just gonna delay gratification forever and it's all gonna be worth it. But once you really get down to it, it's an entirely different thing. It can be pretty difficult because as you have more and more things that you want to spend money on and experiences you want to have, you might be seeing other people having these experiences and buying things, and you just watch your bank account go more and more in the negative, and it's very uncomfortable. Especially when you grew up with a bunch of people that are maybe working for a few years now and they've been making money and they're starting to live their adult lives. You get into a ton of debt to pursue medical education and you don't make a whole lot as a resident, and then in some ways the payoff is worth it, but I'm not there yet, so I can't say. Now, going along with the money topic is the time topic. It takes so long to become a physician, and rightfully so. I mean, you need to know your stuff, obviously, to take care of people and manage their lives. But again, when you're a naive pre-med, it doesn't seem like a long time because you don't think that far. But once you're actually in the thick of it, you start to realize that there really is no finish line and it goes on forever. At minimum, you're going to do 4 years of med school and 2 to 3 years of residency, and at most, a 7-year residency and fellowships and things like that, so it can really take a long time. So, of course, along the way, during particularly hard stretches of med school and residency, of course, I've had the thoughts if, you know, what if I just worked straight out of high school or straight out of college, would I have been better off? And who knows? And one thing that certainly doesn't help with this is social media. Nowadays, we get to see everybody's wins and highlights right in your face, and everybody's constantly up to something cool or building some awesome app or something like that and getting rich when they're like 19 years old, and it can really make you envious and feel like, why are you not there yet? Of course, it's important to keep in mind that social media is just a highlight reel and it's not real life, but that isn't to say that there aren't young people out there doing extremely awesome things that really you do think, hey, what if I could have done that? And of course, the perception of being and becoming a doctor is so different on social media than what it is in real life that it can start to make you feel like you're somehow doing it wrong. I think this is a little bit better now with people starting to share the behind the scenes and how they're feeling and the challenges that they're facing, but it just used to be this prestigious thing where you felt like you were in a higher class because you're pursuing medicine, and that's just not the case. And speaking of all these factors, they really give you a sense of opportunity cost because every penny you spend doing something, any hour you spend doing something, it's taking away from what else you could have potentially been doing. So if you have any other interests or things that you're seeing on social media, it definitely crosses your mind that, hey, what if I work this hard and spent this much time on something else? Would I have been better off? And another thing is too, like, let's be honest, being a doctor is just not the same as it used to be back in the day. I feel like the day and age that we're in now, startups, being an entrepreneur, passive income, this and that, that's the new cool thing. And being a doctor just simply isn't there anymore. Don't get me wrong, some people do think it's super cool and prestigious like it used to be, but I would argue it's nowhere close to where it was back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. With all that said though, medicine is still one of the only guaranteed ways to a six-figure income, job stability, and of course, most importantly, getting to help people and having a purposeful job for the rest of your life. So don't let any of that paint a bad picture of it, but in the spirit of honesty, all those things I mentioned, they certainly do cross my mind and many others. So if you are feeling that way, you're simply not alone. It's natural to think about all that stuff, especially when the times get hard, but when the times get real good, remind yourself why you're doing this and focus on those good times and aim to have more of them. And this is exactly why it's really important that initially when you decide to pursue medicine, you're doing it for the right reasons. Because the money and the prestige, all that stuff, it's not at the level that it used to be at. And even if you get there, it gets old very quick. You got to choose something that at least you enjoy most of it day to day, and it leaves you fulfilled and happy. So hopefully that was helpful. Do I regret becoming a doctor? No, not yet. Ask me again in 5 years. See you guys next time.